From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. We had a great turnout at the Bexley Library for the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, and the kids, you know, when they're in that proximity to the musicians and the performance, they really lock in.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we have any hope of having any kind of an educational revival in this country for music, it's things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
definitely.
Getting them to the concerts.
We always said, it's funny that you mentioned it, because I just had, like, 1 week ago or so, I talked with somebody in Chicago, and we were talking about that if you want to bring music to kids, you better do it connected to a story. Mm. It's exactly like you said, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, or some story that they know. In Austria, very popular is Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Scotland, we did the story called The Three Wee Hens, which is very Scottish.
Cute.
It's basically the three little pigs.
Yeah.
You know, just in Scotland.
I'm not sure I'm allowed to use the word "we" in a sentence anyway.
That's what I mean.
Sure.
Wee Hens gives
they
it away.
They think you're talking about the
bit,
game
right?
anyway.
Yeah. But I always saw that, you know, this kind of combination of story and music kind of, you know, kids enjoy that very much, you know.
Yeah.
Kids love stories, kids love music, and the combination is kind of is perfect for them.
And we've had great success partnering with the libraries, you know, the main branch, and also the various branches in the communities, just the tie to the literature.
Yeah.
And the music is such a natural fit, and you can create a theme, and there's so many books that can enhance sort of that musical theme. So I definitely think that's a lovely combination.
It definitely is, and I think it's also easy to see that many pieces of music, like take Scheherazade or whatever, are based on books or on literature, influenced by poems, and you have the whole opera scene, obviously, and operetta and musicals, which are completely based on stories,
right.
And so there is a big kind
tie-in.
Yeah.
We always encourage people to stay after the concert to chat with you and David. So there's that, you know, kind of learning experience there, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Draw.
Well, and we get more and more kids that have questions.
They're absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The students.
I mean, I think that's very important. I was once, when I was a kid, at one of the concerts where it was a concert of, I still remember that so well, it was a concert of contemporary music, different contemporary music composers from Austria were featured. And the composer would come, after every piece, the composer of the piece would come on stage and the audience could ask questions. I remember the first piece, it was super weird, you know, it was very, it had this kind of strange metal bars, which kind of made this scary sounding sound effect. So, you know, the audience asked the typical questions that you would expect. And then I raised my hand and I was 10 years old. So my uncle was also there, my dad, everybody. And they were like, we have a young man in the audience who wants to ask a question. So what is your question? I asked the guy, do you often have nightmares?
I hope he was honest.
the hall burst into laughing. You know, I mean, it was just like everybody was. But I think that's the great thing about, you know, having people of different age groups, and especially often kind of questions from kids. They come from such an honest and direct perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hoping that we can, you know, follow up on that and expand on that, and kind of, you know, have, you know, audience of the most different age groups, and, you know, at the Coda, because I think the Coda is great, and there's a lot of, you know, first of all, people get super great sweets, which is always a treat.
Yes, you get your sugar buzz
and
on.
And then I think it's really relaxed and kind of, you know, easy talk, and so no intellectual talk, just easy talk, and so, and I think everybody can get really something out of that.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.